Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The 116th Congress convenes tomorrow with many new faces. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports one of them will be Georgia Democrat Lucy McBath.
McBath narrowly defeated Republican Karen Handel in November. She'll represent the 6th House District north of Atlanta for the next 2 years. Her platform includes expanding access to health care and gun safety after losing her son to gun violence 6 years ago. There will be more of an opportunity to make her voice heard as Democrats regain control of the House for the first time since 2011. The incoming class of representatives also has more women and is more racially diverse than any other group ever elected to the House. In all, 10 new senators and 100 new representatives will be sworn in. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
72 school buses rolled through the streets of Atlanta to represent the thousands of children sold into sex trafficking every year. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Can you imagine a four-year-old being snatched from a front yard and they're right across the street and you have no idea?
That's Shamika Dawson, a 46-year-old sex trafficking survivor turned activist. The first time she was kidnapped and sold, 4.5 years old, then again at the age of 21. She joined with lawmakers and activists to raise awareness of sex trafficking in Georgia. Between the start of 2017 and June of last year, more than 400 cases were reported in the state to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Dawson says victims and survivors like her need more resources.
We need the therapy. We need protective factors in place.
But to do that, it'll take stronger laws, including harsher punishments for people fueling the industry. Georgia's governor-elect Brian Kemp says he welcomes possible changes during the upcoming legislative session.
In the months to come, I look forward to working with the lawmakers and law enforcement to dismantle the criminal networks that are creating this supply and demand.
But Dawson says it's not just a job for law enforcement.
I know that this conversation makes us uncomfortable, but how many of you know it's so necessary that we start the education at home with our own children?
She says it's a long road to recovery and one that she's still on, but she is inspired by the chance to help others by sharing her story. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
An offer by a Southwest Georgia police chief to test the purity of street drugs is making waves in social media, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The tongue-in-cheek offer? Bring your crack cocaine in, and we, the police, will make sure it's free of dangerous contaminants. The Colquitt Police Department Facebook page post has been shared thousands of times and made it to something like 250,000 people. But Colquitt Police Chief Hollis Smith says there is, of course, a catch.
We'll give you 3 meals. You know, we will give you air conditioner and heat. You know, we'll give you a place to stay for a while, too.
That is to say, you will be arrested. So far, Smith says no one has taken him up on the offer. Smith also says while he's not offering amnesty for people that bring in their drugs, he will help them get into drug treatment if they ask for it. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.